Kevin Green is the Vice President for Defense and Intelligence Issues at IBM Federal. He recently wrote an article called A Focused Approach to Saving Money in the Federal Budget, Lessons from the DOD. And he's here to share with you what lessons your agency can learn from DOD's budget issues. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Jared. Good to be with you.
Glad you're here. So, I mean, you're obviously not saying that the DOD is a perfect model, cutthroat agency, a model of efficiency as a public institution, but there are some lessons there, you think, as other agencies go through these issues that they've already begun to deal with. What are the lessons in your mind?
Well, let's first say that it's a magnificent enterprise, and it does great service for the people of the United States, but the issue is really looking at the example and some of the experiences that the Department of Defense has encountered, has dealt with, and is dealing with today, derives messages and lessons that are applicable in the other parts of the federal space.
And what are some of those? What are the messages that we should take away from DOD's recent experience?
Well, the real key is that finding real savings is a lot more than just telling people to work harder, not smarter, and reforming PVBES is not necessarily the sole solution. We don't have some magic formula that whips people further down the road. But the approach that we're recommending and that we're seeing value in and which has derived some great benefit consists of five steps. And the first one, as you would expect in any kind of large organization and certainly in a government organization, is to demonstrate leadership commitment to use commercial best practices to save money. And achieving real savings in government takes energy, it takes discipline, it takes focus by the head of the department. Just take a good look at what Secretary Gates, who recently retired, was able to accomplish at DOD, and I think he gets some good suggestions. The second step of this process is the appointment and empowerment of a full-time cost reduction leader with commercial business management experience to provide some of those best commercial practices and lessons learned from the commercial sector. A third one is to establish and use one financial management system for the organization, making sure everybody uses it, making clear that decisions on the business enterprise are based only on information residing in the department's financial system. The fourth is addressing one business area at a time, establishing baseline levels of spending, setting savings targets, and assigning implementation responsibility. Take the savings at the beginning of the year and bank them, for example. And the final one, and I think this is really important, is holding monthly leadership meetings to review cost reduction programs. As the enforcer-in-chief, the secretary of the department, whoever she might be, whichever department it might be, ensures accountability for execution and implementation. Putting those five steps together, we think, provides a great opportunity to find real savings and bank them.
Mr. Green, I want to go back to the idea of a full-time cost reduction leader. I mean, what kind of authority, responsibility should this person have?
Well, we're talking about someone who comes from a background which gave them the opportunity to act as and perform as an experienced senior executive, someone who really knows how to cut costs and who reports directly to the secretary and the deputy secretary and has the necessary authority and accountability to make it happen. It's not enough to simply say, well, here's the rule set, here are the things we need you to do, have a great time going out there and making it happen. It actually has got to be enforced. It's got to be monitored. It's got to be measured. And at the end of the day, it's the actions that are taken or not taken that really matter. This is particularly true in public sector organizations, principally because they lack the key accountability mechanisms of the private sector. They don't really have a market. It's tough to quantify performance measures, and performance-based compensation really isn't part of the way that our government is run.
To go back to the DOD example and you know, the function of the chief management officer, that's something that Secretary Gates talked about in one of his exit interviews. I forget which one now. He did a lot of them. But he said that having that person there who's actually the deputy chief management officer who does the CMO stuff full time is just so important, because you need one person there to be a bird dog, to go after these issues, to go after these efficiencies, to tackle what DOD is calling end-to-end processes, which I think you're talking about in your bullet point where you say you need to address one business area at a time, tackle it, take it really seriously, and try and reform the entire way it does business. Is DOD's experience experience as they've used that deputy CMO function, basically what you're talking about, or are you really looking for somebody to come in from outside the department?
Well, our initial thought and belief in this regard is bringing somebody from the outside. But I have to say that we've seen some measurable and compelling evidence that, in fact, the CMO function, and as executed by the current DCMO, has been very effective in finding solid, concrete, measurable ways of improving the performance of the department with regard to business processes. So I think it really gets back to that main point that it's not just about the vision, it's not just about the hand waving, it's not just about the instructions, it's about what actually gets accomplished. And we're seeing great evidence that things are really being accomplished in DOD today through that function and organization, and particularly because of the particular focus of the secretary himself.
Everybody has ideas for saving money. DOD has its efficiency initiatives, and we've gone over some of the ideas that you have. But a lot of projects also fail. A lot of these ideas fail in various organizations. What is it really going to take to get something in place that really, really saves money?
I think this is the kind of process that really develops momentum over a period of time. Success builds on success. And again, I can't stress enough the importance of building bricks, building a wall brick by brick, maintaining the momentum of success, and demonstrating the great value of the strong leadership and the accountability that allows us to make the improvements across government.